everyone. Welcome to this podcast. My name is Allison Bass, and today we're going to be talking about virtual schooling versus in-person schooling. We're going to hit on some different pros and cons and opinions on both kinds of schooling. I'm going to chat with three different people today from both in-person and virtual school to see what they think. I'll be talking to Lauren Holsworth, Jonah Severe, and Freya Hammack. So without further ado, let's begin with Lauren. Hi, Lauren. I'm Allison. How are you today?
I'm doing really well today. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So we're here today to discuss kind of the differences between online schooling and virtual schooling, and we're kind of just trying to pinpoint what students on both sides of the schooling, I don't know what to call it, but both sides of the scale, and trying to figure out what they think. What school do you go to? Like your home school?
I go to Francis Howell North High School.
Did you choose virtual schooling or in-person schooling for the semester?
I chose in-person for the semester.
What do you feel like are some really great things about choosing the in-person school?
What I really like is that if I ever have like problems, I can like go straight up to the teacher without emailing and stuff, because I often need to ask questions.
And I mean, then, that makes sense.
Yeah. I also like being able to see people again, because, you know, during quarantine, I was seeing only my family. So it's really nice to see different faces, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm in virtual schooling right now, so I can't relate, but that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
What do you think are some negatives of being in person?
Negatives? Well, I think the obvious kind of right now, I'm kind of scared about getting sent home, contact traced, or even like getting it and then potentially like infecting my family and stuff. But I mean, that's probably like the biggest thing in my opinion.
Yeah. What are some ways that you're using right now to try to get through in-person schooling?
Right now I'm just trying to, I think like communication, I think, cause I get like kind of stressed out a lot. And so I like to just talk to my sister and like my friends a lot, like if I ever get freaked out, but really it's just like a normal school year for me, getting through it, but I don't know.
Yeah, I'm in virtual schooling, and so I've got to flip my entire, like, I don't know, my entire school view up on, like, upside down on its head. I can't go directly to teachers. I have to, like, email and stuff. Yeah. And while that's a pain sometimes, it's also kind of cool that you can, like, if you have to, like, if there's noise in the background or anything, you can, like, mute yourself and then no one can hear you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Do your teachers respond really fast or?
Actually, they do most of the time.
That's really nice.
I agree. I think they've got to always be checking emails, Canvas, etc. So, Lauren, why did you choose to be in person?
I chose to be in person because over like March, like the last quarter that we had, I definitely learned that I am very bad at retaining knowledge whenever I learn it online. And so I thought, like, because I'm taking a lot of hard classes this semester, so I was like, I really want to be there because I know I kind of struggled during March, so I don't want to struggle this semester. So that's why I chose like to go in person.
That makes sense. If you could sum up in-person schooling for like a virtual student, like kind of just in a couple sentences, what would you say?
Lots of hand sanitizer. You have to wear the mask all day. Most of my classes, which is really nice, most of my classes have very small student amounts. I don't know how to word that. So our desks can be like spaced out. So it's kind of weird because it's kind of like you're like alone, but like you can see people. I don't really know how else to describe that because it's really weird being spaced out where you're like, you're so used to being in pods, you know, and to be like two desks away from everyone else. It's kind of odd. And then kind of just like your normal school day, just with random health precautions, you know.
That makes sense. That sounds, I don't know. Sounds like both kinds of schooling are good for different reasons. And
mm-hmm. What's online school like?
Well, we kind of just have Zoom meetings every hour. It's kind of like, that's kind of like being in person.
Mm-hmm.
But if the teacher is done and there's still 10 minutes left, we're allowed to get off of class. And
that's really nice.
Yeah, we can get out of class, we can walk around, we can get a snack or whatever. So mm-hmm. I don't know, I'm really enjoying virtual schooling. What are your opinions on the in-person?
I mean, right now I'm fine with, I like it right now. I do, now that you brought up snacks, I do miss that because we're wearing the mask and I'm a very bad person at waking up on time. So oftentimes I'll bring coffee to school. And now it's kind of weird because, like, you can't really do that, you know? And I'm so used to that. So that's something I kind of miss, my coffee. And they also switched up homerooms. So I no longer have my last year's homeroom, which I was allowed to make coffee in there as well.
Yeah. I don't know. Snacking situation conundrums.
Mm-hmm. Which, it makes sense. I'm not saying that doesn't make sense, but...
Yeah, it definitely makes sense. I don't know how you'd be able to, like, snack with a mask on.
Yeah.
All right, I guess that about sums it up for me. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the in-person schooling?
I don't think there is. I think not anything I can think of right now. I'll probably think of something, like, 2 hours from now and regret not saying it, but
yeah. All right, I guess that's it for me. Thank you so much for agreeing to being on this podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hi Jonah, I'm Allison. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good.
What school are you calling from?
I am calling from Francis Howell North, and I am doing in-person there.
Awesome. What are some things you're really enjoying about in-person schooling?
So I would say it's a lot of fun just to be back in school. I didn't feel like I learned much when I did online because I felt like it was mostly just easier, just kind of quickly put together things that the teachers just wanted to make sure that we were at least still doing something related to school. And so it feels like I have a stronger connection to the teachers, to the stuff that I am learning. And just, it also feels nice to be back socially, because even though, like, I'm not one of those people with, like, big, huge amounts of friends and has big parties all the time, it still feels fun to be back and see the people that you're friends with and talk to them and catch up.
Yeah. Is there anything about in-person schooling that you're, like, kind of iffy on?
Well, it's school, for one, and so that's always just going to be a thing. And I feel like there's just so many things that are wishy-washy, like regulations. A lot of the regulations are like, they only matter here but not there. And I feel like if there's going to be regulations, they should have them like evenly throughout the whole thing. And I get it's school, you've got to fit like a certain number of students in each classroom, got to make sure, you know, they're trying their hardest, and I understand that, but it feels like the regulations only matter in certain areas of the school.
Yeah, that's one plus about my virtual schooling is we don't have regulations like that or anything. It's basically just show up for Zoom class and you're good to go, no masks or anything. But like, how are you finding different ways to get through in-person schooling this year?
Different from like just normal?
Yeah.
Without all the regulations? I really, it's a lot louder. I know for myself and the other students, we're usually quieter. And so I feel like that's going to be something that hopefully sticks. So we're used to talking loud through these masks, and then we're going to go into, if we ever like, once maybe next year or 2 years from now, when we don't have to wear a mask anymore, we'll be just those loud people no matter what, and the teachers won't have to ask us to speak up or to like specifically repeat what we're saying because they can't hear us, and that helps improve just vocal skills with some students. And I just feel like it's honestly brought us together more than it's torn us apart. Like, yeah, there's students that have to leave and quarantining isn't fun, but we all do usually laugh about it. Phone call happens, somebody gets pulled out. Yeah, it stinks, they're gone for 2 weeks, but everybody says, bye, see you in 2 weeks. And it's kind of just like that warm, like funny, more of like a happy feeling. Yeah, you're disappointed for them, they're gone, but it's just something to weigh, to I guess brighten it up, make it feel a little less disappointing and sad.
Yeah, with the vocal skills thing, over Zoom, if you talk too quietly, your microphone won't pick it up. So I feel like all of the quiet people over Zoom are kind of getting experience being a little bit louder too, even if it is just in their own home. Like, if you don't talk loud enough over the Zoom, people won't be able to hear you either.
Yeah, and it helped with like mumbling. Like, a lot of people, when they say stuff, they just mumble it or mumble through their words. And this has really helped with pronunciation because it's muffled, which ruins sound, but also really can slur it together. And so this way people are having to like really make sure they're pronouncing every single syllable, every single letter, just to make sure that their words come out perfectly. And I think it's, like I said, it's really helping people with just kind of just where they're not strong in that vocal aspect has really helped them. I know it has helped me, and I'm pretty sure it's helped other people.
Yeah. So in terms of like in-person versus virtual, why did you choose the in-person schooling over virtual schooling?
Well, like I said earlier, in-person was just, it's honestly, in a way, it's easier. It feels like I'm learning, which isn't like, a lot of people are like, you don't go to school to learn, you go to school to pass and get good grades and go to college and stuff like that. But some of the stuff that we do is interesting. And when you're not able to like really dive deep into it, it honestly just doesn't make me feel prepared, because I know that I'm going to have to use like a lot of the math skills. Those are going to be used later on, and I want to be able to be prepared to use those. And if I'm not able to learn them like virtually as well as I'm able to online or in person, it helps a lot. It just helps a lot, because that teacher to student like connection is, I feel, is stronger when you get to see your teacher every day.
Yeah. I don't know. The only reason I'm virtual instead of in person, I would love to be in person for all those reasons, especially connecting with the teacher and being able to like ask questions right there. But I'm virtual because my mom, she takes care of my grandma who lives in an assisted living. And so if I bring something home, then my mom could bring it to my grandma's like, housing area, I guess. I don't know. She could bring it there, and that would not be good because it's a building full of elderly people.
Yeah.
I don't know, and but that, I would be in person if I could.
And that's why I'm glad they gave this choice, is so that those people who don't want to risk it, or they don't want to risk other people that they're around, like, it gives them a really good option to still learn and to still feel safe. Because that's what school's all about. School is all about making sure the people there feel safe while learning. And so I feel like that virtual classes really help people who are like, they don't feel safe going to school. If it's COVID, like through COVID, it really helps them have a safer place for learning.
I definitely agree. So I'm curious, if you could sum up your in-person schooling in a couple of sentences for us, all us virtual schoolers over here, what would you say?
I'd say the first couple of weeks were weird. especially within the first week, having a whole group of students being sent home was really different. And that's definitely one of the more different things about it. With how it was usually, you know, everybody goes, and then if somebody gets sick, they're gone for a couple of days. Now, with it being, you've got masks on, which is different. You've got all the attempts at staying 6 feet. You can tell desks are more spread out. The seating in schools are, or the seating in the cafeteria is different as well. And you can just tell that there's definitely more precautions, more people trying to just keep it, keep those regulations in check. And it's also weird because, like I said earlier, students used to just be gone like one or two for a little bit. But now if the student's gone for over 3-4 days, we just assume, oh, they got quarantined, they'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. And then something else, like, what is your overall opinion on in-person schooling?
I would say there's a lot of stuff that I don't agree with. Like, there's a lot of stuff that goes, to me, a little overboard. But I understand that there's people who want to be back. They want to experience that in school, but they still want to be on that safer side. So I understand the regulations. I understand, like, the hand sanitizers, the spray on the quat, as we all call it, because, well, that's the name of it. And I understand all of it. I personally disagree with, like, some of it, because I think it's a little overboard, because, like I said, you have 6 feet in these classrooms, but then when you go out in the hallway, there's people who mingle in the hallway, and yeah, it's supposed to be if you're there for 15 minutes or more, then you're at higher risk, but I feel like just being around somebody and then talking to each other, that's letting out potential germs, and that could just be just as scary as being around them for 15 minutes. So I don't know. I think it's a little, like I said, a little overboard, but I think it's also good for those who want to stay safe while being in person.
Cool. Is there anything else you want to say about in-person schooling?
No, I really don't think I have anything else. It's pretty normal. There's added regulations, of course, with all of COVID, but they're pretty much everything you see everywhere else with, like, mask and 6 feet. And so besides that, it's pretty normal.
Thank you for participating in this podcast. I really appreciate it.
No problem. It was fun.
Hi, Freya. My name's Allison. How are you doing today?
Hi, Allison. I'm doing pretty good.
So what school are you calling from?
I'm calling from Francistown North.
And are you virtual or in-person at Francistown North?
I'm doing virtual learning at Francistown North.
So what's something you really enjoy about virtual schooling?
Something I really enjoy about virtual schooling is I can kind of manage my time more in a way that's helpful for me instead of just doing it exactly in kind of a schedule sort of thing.
Yeah, I agree. I'm also doing virtual schooling, and I really enjoy just kind of being able to structure my day how I want it done.
Yeah, I totally agree.
And what's something you think is, like, negative about virtual schooling? I know I have a couple of things, but what do you think?
One thing I find really negative about virtual schooling is I think it's kind of hard sometimes to see when all of, like, the assignments are due, and also sometimes the Wi-Fi won't be working for somebody and the entire class will just be interrupted.
Yeah, I don't know. Something for me is definitely, it goes hand in hand with what I said was good, like the structuring on my own. I'm also a huge procrastinator.
Me too.
So I don't know. Sometimes stuff gets pushed back and then I realize it's due the next day and I've got like a massive like 10-page project to do, and that's not fun.
Yeah.
What are some different ways, like, you're using to get through virtual schooling?
Some different ways are, I have some notebooks that I like to write down a lot of what I'm doing so I can kind of just keep up. And also, I kind of like how we always use Canvas and it kind of tells you what's due and what's not due.
I agree. That's definitely a big change from like in-person schooling for me, is the fact that I can just look in one place and like 90% of my due dates are in there. And like, I don't know. I'm also big on writing stuff down. So I write down everything I do in a day, just in a list.
Yeah.
So why are you virtual?
I'm virtual because, well, I mean, I don't really want to go to school right now, especially with all, you know, like having to wear masks and all the social distancing. I think that'd be kind of hard in a school environment.
Yeah, that makes sense. Right now, I'm only virtual because I've got some people at risk here in my house, you know. Technically, I'm at risk for the whole corona thing with my asthma, but nah, I'm home to protect, like, my sister. She has an autoimmune disease and stuff.
Yeah, my grandpa, he's really, like, immune deficient. I hope that's the right word. But you know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. So if you could sum up virtual schooling in like a couple of sentences for somebody in person, how would you like sum up virtual schooling?
Well, I would say it's basically in-person school, except you do it at your house and it's more of a loose schedule.
That makes sense. And just like overall, what do you think about virtual schooling? About just what are your opinions overall?
Overall, I do enjoy virtual schooling, but if I had to choose, I would go back to in-person school.
I agree. I don't know. I think motivation's a big thing with me. But yeah. I don't know, that's all I've got. You want to add anything else about virtual schooling?
I guess one more kind of negative thing is it's harder to get in touch with your teachers. Whereas in regular school, you can just go up to their desk and talk to them. But on virtual school, you have to email them and hope they check their emails soon.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to go up and talk to somebody. Like, even if you have to social distance, it's a lot easier to ask a teacher a question after class.
Yeah, and it's harder to really get to know your classmates, and in case you like miss a class, it's harder to get notes from somebody if you don't know anybody in the class.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually. I don't know. I'm really glad that I have a couple of people in each class that I can talk to for notes, but I know like some people are taking advanced classes with other grade levels, and so they can't get their notes easy.
Mm-hmm. I know, like, I have a couple of classes where I have people I know, but there are some classes where I don't know anybody in the class. I don't know what schools they go to, and they're all like juniors and seniors, and I have no way to ask them anything.
Yeah, I don't know. That's probably one thing that's better about in-person school. It's more of a community. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's it for me. Overall, I like virtual schooling. I mean, I'd rather be in person, obviously, but virtual, if that's what I'm going to get, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for being here today, Freya. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Well, listeners, that will conclude our podcast on in-person schooling versus virtual schooling. Thank you for listening, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.